אם בחוקוי סי תלכו ותמצוי סי תשמו ועשיסם אויסם. And then the oyster is in Bechukai Tekemotsu, Tekzayin Kalala. The Gemara Kedushin of Samachal from the day is a sugi of Tanai Kofel. The Gemara there has a Machloikas Tanoim if you need a Tanai Kofel. Rav Meir says you need a Tanai Kofel. The Gemara says, Bishlem Ali Rav Meir, Haina Dechsiv in Bechukai Tekelechu, Vim Bechukai Tekemotsu. You need a Tanai Kofel, so the Torah has to say it both ways. El Rav Hanina Ben Gamliel, Lomali, Rav Hanina Ben Gamliel holds you don't need a Tanai Kofel. So why did the Torah have to say both ways, in b'chukaisei teilechu and in b'chukaisei temasu? So the Gemara answers, istrich, sal kadai techamino, meaning normally you don't need tanai kofel. Over here, the Torah had to write both ways, sal kadai techamino, in b'chukaisei teilechu bracha. Maybe if you go into the b'chukaisei, you'll get a bracha. And in b'chukaisei temasu, it's going to be loy bracha v'loy kolola, maybe there won't be either way. Kamash will know that if it's b'chukaisei temasu, you'll get a kolola. So it says the Gemara had the Shakabatari, and originally it thought that the reason why you need in Bukhukaisek Telechu and in Bukhukaisek Temosu is for a Tanai Kofel. That means there's really a Tanai going on over here. In Bukhukaisek Telechu, that's a Tanai. And what's the Maisa? Vinasati Kishmechan Beita. You're making a Tanai. Because Baruch was saying there's going to be a. The Maisa is the Yeridas Kishomin, and there's a Tanai of Bukhukaisek Telechu. And you need the Gedorim of Tanai Kofel. Fresh Hakasha. Milsa the less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. Gemara Gittin, the Vayinei, other places. Anything that you can't make a shlichus on, you can't make a tanai on. So the kashis b'chayim, you read that gishomim, the Gemara says in Tainus, that base, sholish mefteches, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was never moist of the day shliach. Chayot, chiyah, motor. One of them is geshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave the mefteches of geshem to a shliach. Are they staying in the Gemara in Tainus? So Yerinus Geshomen is milsa the less of a shlichus. So if it's milsa the less of a shlichus, how could it be a tanai over here? So Poshim Chad, I would say it's not really a tanai. But the Gemara in Kedushin is learning out the rules of Hilchit, Tanoim, of tanai couple, because it says in Bukhagaisi Teleif, in Bukhagaisi the Muslim, it's a real tanai. I, milsa the less of a shlichus. Rashi and Tainus Abbeis, maybe he's bothered by this question. Rashi says, Gimel Mifteichos Leinimsru Biyachad L'Shlich, all three together. The Mefteach of Chayat, Chiyah, and Motah, Chiyah, Samesim, birth, and Geshem, all three together aren't given a Shliach. But one of them could be. Tosfos over there also in Taina says that you sometimes find that the Mefteach of Geshem was given to Eliyahu. So he says sometimes it's given, it's just not given by the Muvok for the entire time to one Shliach. But it is given over the Shlichus. So it's melted the East of the Shlichus. Tosfos in Gittin, that Ayin Hei, L'chayra asks the Kasha also, and he says, a modern Teretz. He asks the Chayyur if Milsa the less of a Shlichus. So he answers, no. Roy mitzvahs are Agide Shliach. It says in the Chukai Se Teleichu, it has to be Agide Shliach. Most mitzvahs can be done Agide Shliach. Fred Rabbi Kiveger, the Tois is Mamish of Tamiya. The cloud of Milsa the less of a Shlichus means when you make a Tanai on a Maisa Kedushin, a Chaloi, you make a Tanai about it, the thing you're making, the Maisa has to be Roy L'Shlichus, not the Tanai. The thing you're making the chalais on, that has to be right with shlichus. In our pasuk over here, the tanai is in b'chukai t'telechu. The ma'aseh you read as geshomim. It has to be that you read as geshomim at isa b'shlichus. What is Tosfos answering? It's not a problem because roi mitzvahs are ayin shlichus. There's no rule that the tanai has to be milked at isa b'shlichus. The ma'aseh has to be isa b'shlichus. Avad it's a shver Tosfos. Azay frekav yikivegeda. In b'chukai t'telechu, Rashi learns, shetiyu ha'melim b'toira. When the taste, that in B'chukaisai Temosu, L'chayr Amin, Shrek Al-Khazach, in B'chukaisai Temosu, is Shalaiti Yuam Eilam Batayr. Not Alei. State of the Allah Kvalis. But the opposite is, in B'chukaisai Telechu, Nid Na Meilam Batayr. Now the Lashon of Telechu, the Bali Musa say, that even B'lech Tuch Abadera, even by the Telechu, there has to be a Meilam Batayr. But a man's gate up in the big, Avada, some people have a Mishnayis, a Mishnabru, they have the little pocket size, Svar, the Gaval the Kazakh. Over Be'emet, it's in Bukhukhaisi Telechu. If in the Shabbat Menas you were mutching, you were being omel. In Avonis HaTorah, trying to understand the Shver Ramah, is that in Derech Vayder in the Shver Ramah. Dafka then you have to learn Mishnayis. Learn Mishnayis in different times. But Pump then is Mishnayis. By the Derech also, there has to be continuing the Amelus Batayr. Who says it has to be Dafka then you start learning on a Shvachar item? Mitzacheni Lamaita, the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud, the Gemara says, Al Tirguzu Baderech, Yoita told the brothers, Al Tirguzu Baderech, Al Tis Afkim Dvar Alocha. And the Gemara asks, I am supposed to learn on the Derech. כל שני תמידי חכמים שהם מהלכים בדרך ואין ביניהם דברי תורה. Interesting. They ain't beinayim divrei Torah. Each one is sitting with his own pocket mishnayos. Also no good. They ain't beinayim divrei Torah. So it's not like levedik beinayim divrei Torah. Who really sorry? So the Gemara answers loy kasha hala migras hala unit. On the derech he's supposed to learn the keys. Be in the taka hard, but that depends. If you taka traveling, you're the one driving. You're the one. Then maybe you taka should only learn the keys. Not be in. Over stam at the gate of Hendera. It's in bechukai say te lechu shetiyu ameilu matayr. You do a, the Oyster Grashi says, Amelus. Reb Chaim says, Odom lo'omo yulad. It doesn't say, Odom lo'limud ha-toyra yulad. Odom lo'omo ha-toyra yulad. Because the Amelus, even before a person is born, he's learning Torah. Even before a person is born, they made Imo, he's learning Torah. So what's he being no'ilad for? He's already learning Torah. That's the best of Chavrusa. Amal is teaching him Torah. No lo'omo yulad. Yeah, but there's a Torah b'li Amelus. He's being no'ilad to the Amelus. If you do with a goin, wouldn't be makabel malachim. Other people were the Beis Yosef, the Magid. He would take over, he would hear over Torah, the Magid Meisharim, he would hear over Torah from a Magid. But the Goyim was Makbid, Dafka not to get Hasogat HaTorah without a Melus. Dafka through a Melus he wanted Torah. Another Knech, in Mechukaisi Telechu, that when a person goes out of the Beis Medesh, it has to look that he was Omel. When a person finishes a full Seder of learning, he has to be Oiskim Wachit. Avadi, you have to learn Ben Astarim also, or Ben Emes. When a person comes out of a full seder of learning, then he's supposed to be exhausted. As I mentioned, Omo given Aganta Tog, you see, there's Rechoy Vamelem over here. You see, I mentioned, says, Omo Aganta Tog, via Kuptois, Noch Aganta Tog, how he looks after a full day of Amelem. That's how a person has that. When by the Halicha, you have to take a see that this person was an Omel. In Mechukoy Seti Lechu, the Arachayim HaKadosh, Tidua, has 42 Pshotim. On the Pasuk in Mechukoy Seti Lechu, and there's a Yidua that Gemaisa, that he once came to a certain town, and he didn't tell anyone who he was. And the Rav of the town, Vaitis also was a very choshev Yid, and the Rav of the town had Hasogis in Hashemayim, that there's a person, Rav Chaim ben Atar, that he was Machadish these and these Pshatim in the Pasuk of Mechaisa Nelecho, and it was Parshas Bukhukaisa. And Friday night, the Rav said 14 Pshatim over that he heard Ben Hashemayim from Rav Chaim ben Atar. And Shabbos morning he said another 14, and then by Shalosh Shulis he said another 14 pshatim, and these are the 42 pshatim of the Aruch Chaim. And every time the person, the Rav of the city would say, Kach, I was missed, Masik, Ben Hashemayim, Mechaloyim, that there's a pshat from Rav Chaim Ben Atar, so the Aruch Chaim, who was keeping himself anonymous, but he's up, it's Mat Choyzik, he was Mezalvo. So after the third time he did it, he was Mezalvo, so they got very upset, they put him in Tfisa. And that night, they tell him the Meister, that there was a big storm, it was Mam Shreklach, and the Rav again had his galus. That the reason why it's very shrekel the storm is because Be'emes, when the Neshamas go back to Gehenna, it becomes a big storm. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh makes Abdullah, and that's what says it. But this week, the Aruch Chaim didn't make Abdullah. When they're understanding that the Aruch Chaim didn't make Abdullah because he's taka locked up. So they took him out. However, with this source of the mice, you have to be Mavar, but there's 42 Pshatim from the Aruch Chaim in the Makarai Sedalus, half an hour over here, and that's taka Dorch again, the 42 Pshatim. There's Damnas. ונסעתי גשמיכם ואיתם. זוק דאלתם מסלבודקה. אם מחוקוי זה תלכו, ונסעתי גשמיכם ואיתם. We saw before in the Gemara Kedushin, it's a Tanai. Right? It's a Gedorim of Tanai. But the Emes is, it's more than a Tanai. It's a Metzias. The Emes that made the Velt, but that's a Metzias. אם מחוקוי זה תלכו, there's going to be גשמיכם ואיתם. עד כדי כך, זוק דאלתם מסלבודקה. Everyone understands. ונסעתי גשמיכם ואיתם, ונוס מהארת יבולה. Because it rains, so the schar is that the ground, that things grow up, it's a metzias. When it rains, so the metzias is, then it grows. The fruits grow. It's not like a schar. If it doesn't rain, there's an oinish that it doesn't grow. There's a schar. It's a metzias. Zoktis alta, it's the same way the beginning. The same way mifarshtei that v'nasadi yishmeichem be'itom, there's a metzias, v'nos m'haris yivula. That's how you have to understand. In b'chukoy tzei teilechu, v'zayin a metzias, v'nasadi yishmeichem be'itom. It's a metzias. Kach it bi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ilama. It's not schar v'oinish. That's the Metzias. If the Yidin fears the way they're supposed to, that's how comes down the Shabbat to the world. Nishkan Tzchav Oynish doesn't the Metzias. V'ishbati Chayu Ra Min Ha'aretz. The Cherev Le'isav Ha'aretz, this is the Brochus, V'nasati Sholim Ba'aretz. V'ishbati Chayu Ra Min Ha'aretz. So, the Torah is Koinin, Machloik is Tanoi. What does it mean, Hishbati Chayu Ra? Rav Yehuda Oymer Hinani Mavira Min Ha'oivo. I'm going to get rid of them. V'ishbati, they won't be in this world. So get rid of the Chayas Rois. Rav Shimon Oimer, means Rav Shimon Berichoy, Mashbitan shelo yadziku. Vishbati doesn't mean he's going to get rid of the wild animals. He's going to be matched with them that they won't be matched. They won't bite. They won't be dangerous. They'll be there, but they won't be dangerous. Zok Rav Shimon in the Teres Kainim. What's the bigger nace? What's the bigger chiddush? That Hashem gets rid of the wild animals? Or that even though they're there, they're not going to attack? Have a oimer that even if they're there, they're not going to attack. It's a bigger chiddush. The Meshech Chochmet Mevar, that this is Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi, Meshitosek. Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi is always with the sheet of B'mayla Miderech HaTeva. He holds that he's supposed to, right? V'asaf V'ganechi is Malachtam Nasa Yidei Acherim. So Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi, Meshitosek, he pashtays that the Madrega V'shbati Chai Roch could be L'mayla Miderech HaTeva. Not that they're just going to die out, the animals. They'll be there. But they'll be mushmas. They won't be, they won't attack. This is Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi, Meshitosek. There's another pshat, though, also it's Meshitosek. Rav Chaskel Abramsky, other Achayim, want to say, we know that the Machloik is, there's another place where it says Hashishbati, by Chometz. There's a little Tashbisu. Tashbisu is our limitation. And there's a Machloik is. Does Tashbisu mean Besreifa? Rav Yehuda, Tashbisu is Besreifa Dafka? Now, Pusat from Moshe, you have to literally get rid of it, Besreifa. And there's another Pshat, Tashbisu is Bittel. Zog? Rav Chaskel Abramsky, that's the Machloik is here. Vishbati Chai Roman Aretz. Does it mean you have to get rid of it, mamish? Like you have to get rid of the chametz, gone, destroy it. So also the animals, they'll be gone? Or does bishbati just mean bittel? The chametz is still there, just it's bottle, doesn't bite. It's not dangerous, it's not chametz. Also the animal, they won't bite. Bishbati, the same achloek as if tashbisu means nitzias, it's not here anymore. Or just to mean it's not going to have its bad thing about it. Who was in over here? Bishbati chayro is the same achloek as by tashbisu. The echvon moitzen zayin, myself on the vart, we know Me'ikar adin me'de right, we pass in bittul is enough. All you have to do is be mabatul the chametz. No, chazal mesak, and you have to do bedik and beer also. Why? Me'chayr me'de right, the bittul is enough. Once you said the chametz is bottle, it's not chametz. It's after the hour, what do you have to do bedik and beer? Let's say you have to do mabatul it. So the Rishonim say, Shema yavi l'achlai. It's fourth exeira, Shema yavi l'achlai. Cleric is the same thing over here. Mishbati chayero, talking, it could be bittul. But if it's not, then literally get away with it. But I know, Shema yavi l'achlai on the chayero. It's talking about him the same thing. V'nasati sholim v'aretz. Hashem is going to make sholim. Zot techatam soifer. Why dafka to the Indian now to be modest that Hashem is going to give us the bracha of sholim? Avada sholim is givaldi. What's the dogish of your sholim? So he says, the hemshech is, it says, v'achaltam lachmechem l'soivet. And then v'nasati sholim. Zot techatam soifer. The emes, the pasuk says, Yisa Hashem ponavei lecho v'yaseim lecho sholim. So the Gemara brach tafchof asks, that someone asks, Omer Malachi Ashores Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kosev Mesoy Rasecha Asher Lo Yisa Ponim Lo Yikach Shoichat. Hashem doesn't take Shoichat. He's Lo Yisa Ponim. And Dosh Teg Yisa Hashem Ponim Eilecha. Hashem is Yen Lo Yisa Ponim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, you're right, Ve'emet Et Hashem Asher Lo Yisa Ponim. But what should I do with Klal Yisrael? See, Bisi Lehem Batoy Ruvah Chalta Disavotu Ve'rachto. I was mitzav with them in the Torah that the only time they have to make Birkas HaMozoyim is when they're the Sviya, when they eat Kedei Sviya. But hey, make that again. I'll ask one. I feel like kezayis. I feel like kedeitz. So Klal Yisrael is machmer on themselves. They go lefnimishur esatin. That even though they only have to make birchas hamazon on a kedei sviya, when a person has sviya, but they were machmer on themselves. That even for a kezayis or for a kedeitz, they also make a birchas hamazon. So ech loy et ponim lehem. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reason why, even though he's usually not loy say ponim, but it's yisa Hashem ponim elecha because they're machmer on birchas hamazon. Why did Hashem give us sholim? Yisa Hashem ponev elecha v'yaseim lecha sholim. When do we deserve the brach of sholim? When we eat only a small amount and we make birchas hamazon anyways. We don't have to. We didn't need kedei sviya, but we make birchas hamazon anyways. With nimishur esadin. But if we're going to do birchachai seite lechu, v'achaltam lachmechem l'soiva. What's the brach of v'achaltam lachmechem l'soiva? Not that you'll have a lot. Rashi says, hamaychum is borach b'meyev. You eat a little bit and you have sviya. Can then even less than a kedai, take a little bite and you're ready saveya. Some people wouldn't be happy with that. Fakat, they want to be able to eat a lot. They don't want to be going to the Yemen. But someone that's working by voice, Hashem Deru, she thought they were gating, but Chokai, they lay them, and built three glass from Stender, and you can take one bite, and they're ready to be Sadeh, because of all the Gebrocha. But then, I'm a Subic Taka. We know where they're right, you need Sadeh. If a person needs less than a Kazayas, but he becomes Sadeh, there's a Chiyah Birchas and Muslim Deraisa. But the right is telling you, Sadeh is a Rabban Kazayas. Sadeh is alone the Machai, even if you don't need a Kazayas. Yes, one. Or Akoponim. But you can eat one little bite, you have sviya. So Avadi will make a birchas hamazon. but you don't deserve the extra credit, right? Because Baruch said the reason I'm loisei partim to Klal Yisrael is because they go out of their way to be machmir and make a birchas hamazon even on a kazak. But if you have the bracha b'chal to machmir kama soyve, then you don't deserve that. You're doing the ikar adin, you're mechuyev. So then you don't deserve the bracha of sholim. You don't have the bazundur and madreg of yisa Hashem partim eilecha. You say mechuyev sholim. That's what the Torah has to write separately. Benasati sholim baris. There's a pasuk here. Venasati mishkani v'soichem v'le sigal nafshi etchem. There's a huge arichas here in the Ramban. Dr. Zen, the Ramban, famous Ramban in Parshas B'chukosai, that a person is not supposed to go to doctors. A person is not supposed to be derish al aroifim. Big arichas. You have to know if it's negei alach alamaisa. A lot of poskim talk about it. The famous sheikhs Ramban, that he's meyer mamish, that someone that's really holding on the richtim and the drega shouldn't have to go to a doctor. Hashem should take care of him. On the other hand, a lot of Rishonim Acholik. If you do it, it's a lotion of a Rambam. Mishnah Yad, an under sefer, he said, you're right. Hachotin Hashoite. The Rambam holds, he's supposed to go to the doctor. There's given a doctor. Hachotin Hashoite. Hamoyes, the Ezra Tishal Roite. Someone that's Moyes in the Ezra of a Roite is like a person who's starving. And he's Moyes Vachilu. He says, I'm worried. Hashem, Mekamesh Hashem Yishmereyu min Hamachal Hazoyt Hanikris Rav. Person is starving. And he says, I don't have to eat. Hashem will take care of me about this makhla that I have, which is called hunger. Does that mean first day when there's a makhla of hunger, there's a way to take care of the makhla of hunger? You take food. But other makhlas also, there are certain things you're supposed to take. There are certain foods you're supposed to do. But it's a big tumul to show you. You're supposed to, you're not supposed to. The Ramban is over here, a big arinas. In Bukhukai, take to Mosu. Then it's a shpati, tigal na shechem. Then faker, that come in the al zacha. The toichacha. The chavetz chayim, the bi'alocha. In Simon Top Chop Ches, that's the halacha. He talks about the gedorim of the halacha, the teicha, who's supposed to get the aliyah and this. He writes in the Bira Halacha there, some people will go out of the shul when they get ready the teicha. They don't want to hear. It's voluntary. Zok the Bira Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, Kedarka, in the Mishon that he writes in the other form, this is usually not in the Bira Halacha you find, this is usually he finds in the other form, but he writes the Kedarka, that's his style in the other form. A person was told, you're going to go on a certain way, but it's very dangerous where you have to go. There's a lot of thorns. So he says, not a problem, I'll cover my head, I'll put a bag over my head, I won't look. But then just help them. You have to be careful and yeah, look and listen and make sure and not step on the thorns. They're telling you it's dangerous, you have to be careful in. So he doesn't listen, he goes out, he covers his head, a village parent. Ignoring the fact is not going to help you. In Pasuk Chof, it says, V'sam l'rikoy, it's continuing the different clothes, V'tam l'rikoy chachem. The Sifra says, what is the tam l'rikha chachem? The varacha brings a few pshatim. Zeshu masay es bitoy v'noysen le'mom en harvei. A person marries up his daughter and gives her a lot of money for the nedunya. V'lehispik shivet yimei amnish to lotveis ad shemesa bitoy. He marries up his daughter, gives the edom, the chosn, a lot of money. And during the Sheva Brachas, his daughter dies. Nimtzu koyver es bitoy u'ma'avet es money. He loses everything. He lost his daughter and he lost all his money. In the Hagoyz, Hagrid, on the Sefrada, he brings that he had a chaloy. That it was Nazgalat and why is Rabbeinu Tam called Rabbeinu Tam? Right, his name was Rabbeinu Yaakov. So Pasha is Yaakov Ish Tam, or Yosha Lom. But in other Shah, why is Rabbeinu Tam called Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam made a takana. It's brought down and say for Yosha, it was a toitis. Rabbeinu Tam's shita was, he made a takana that if a person marries off a daughter and gives the new couple a lot of money and the daughter dies within 12 chaydish, they get the money back. Meis habas toich yud beis chaydish, you don't lose the money. So Rabbeinu Tam saved people from this klola. This klola is v'tam l'rik koychachem. And the Sefra Darshan is v'tam l'rik koychachem, that a person will marry his daughter, and during the Sheva Brachas she'll die. Nitzu koyver is bitay u'ma aved es mamoyne. Rabbeinu Tam saved people from this thing. So since he saved people from this klola of v'tam, that's why he's called Rabbeinu Tam. That's what, as Azoy Zokhtan, the Hagoyis Hagrid, on the Sefra, he said it was Nizgalatim and Achaloyim, that's the pshat, why he was called Rabbeinu Tam. Now, also we talked about before, v'achaltem lachmachem l'soiva, but here it's fakert. V'achaltem v'loisavatem. You're going to have to keep on eating more and more. Rashi says, me'eirim v'toy chameyayim. There's going to be a clove in the stomach. No matter how much you eat, you won't be satisfied. Some people fakert, they would be happy in such a situation. Now, v'mereta, people that are eating for the right reasons. So it's a clove in the stomach. Lashon of Rashi, it's a me'eirim v'toy chameyayim. We brought from that flaw. In the Panim Yotis. The Gemara says in Brachas, we mentioned before. No, we didn't say this Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, the same Brach. The Gemara says, a person is supposed to make his own Brachas. And if he doesn't know how to make a bracha, and his son has to make the bracha for him, he's an Amoret. Ben mevarich la'avid, ve'evin mevarich la'rabboi, ve'ishim mevareches la'balet. They don't know themselves, they have no choice, the son has to be mighty. Avol amru chachamim, tavim me'eir la'adim, she'ishto yavadim mevarich la'ayim. A person should be geshelten if he has to come on that his son has to make the bracha for him. The lashon is tavim me'eir. Now what's this lashon tavim me'eir? Fine, he's an Amoret, and never, his son has to make the bracha. What's this lashon? He should be cursed. He should be cursed because he doesn't know how to read. Zokta afla, the chat is like this. The emes, the son that's trying to be married to you, if the son is a katan, so he can't be married to you, yomachoyiv mederaisa, and he's only mechoyiv mederabanan, he's a katan. Now the klal is, if the father ate a small amount, not kadesviyah, so the father's chiyuv is only mederabanan, and the son ate a full chiyuv of kadesviyah, so then the son is one mederabanan, the fact that he's a katan, and the father also was a chiyuv mederabanan, then the son can be married to the father. But if the father also ate a large amount, and he had sviyah, so the father's mechayim in their right, so the son can't be mighty. So of them state, tavi me'eira la'adam, this person should have the klal of this pasuk. Bachalta v'lay savatam, said Rashi, zu me'eira b'toich ha'me'ayim. Tavi me'eira la'adam, sheben mevarech la'avid. Someone that wants the son, the cousin, to be mighty, he should have a klal in his stomach, that even if he eats a lot, he still shouldn't be satisfied. Because then the son is able to be mighty. Otherwise, the son is not able to be mighty. Yeah, we mentioned that Gemara before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the reason why it's nice to eat pun into Klal Yisrael is because they eat a small amount, and really they're not mechuyiv mideraisa. But hey, makpidim al asmanat kezayis at kebeitza. It's a bar from the Gra, Pashim Shekel learned to be machmir and hilchas birchas hamazin. That even though they ate a small amount, they're still making birchas hamazin. The Gra, what said, a different shot. He had a few diyukim, mechuyiv the lashon should be at kebeitza at kezayis. You go in order. Even a beya, even more, even a kezayis. Why does it say kezayis? But he had a few other diyukim. But he says, when I held him, he held his birchas hamazon. He makes the cheshbon exactly that kedei sviya is three basin. So if a person wants to eat himself and mechuyiv mideraisa, he has to eat three basin. But if he wants to share it with other people and make a mezumin, so then he gives it out and three people eat each one basin. Then he has a mezumin, but he's mishtatev with other people. And he makes the cheshbon that three basin is exactly 10 kedeisim. So if he wants to even eat a small amount, he'll make it up into kedeisim, he'll be able to have even a minion for the birchas hamazon. As they makpid them al atman, that they don't eat for themselves, they invite other people, at kedayis, at kebeitza, that they either break it up into three kebeitza, or into three kebeitza, or ten kebeitza. And that's not the use upon him, he went, l'zimash v'zim, v'nav l'chaveiroi. Kadosh Baruch Hu also, l'inoisei upon him, v'yotim l'chasholei. It's a schar for the v'nav l'chaveiroi, of giving out your food to other people. The kedayis and the beitza is a remit for giving the food to other people. The pasuk says, The koshlu ish ba'achiv. Pashup chat, they're going to be running away. People are going to trip over each other. But Rashi brings the medrash, the koshlu ish ba'achiv, then nichshal ba'avoy nishal zeh, shekol yithrol a raven zelazeh. So Rashi, klal yithrol is a raven zelazeh. One of them doesn't aver, and one of them is nichshal. It causes a hashbar ra on gant klal yithrol. Kol yithrol a raven zelazeh. So the koshlu ish ba'achiv. This is the Indian of Arvus. Now the Emes, it's a great Indian that Klal Yisrael became a Raven Zelazeh. This was by the Hagridim and Arevel, when there was Brochitz and Klolis. And then Klal Yisrael was makabal on himself to be a Raven Zelazeh. The Emes, I saw the Marsha in Baba Basra Daf Peches. In Baba Basra Daf Peches, the Gemara says various details that there's chilik, the Toichach of Parshas Bechukaisai, as opposed to the Toichach at the end of Dvarim. And the Gemara says various differences than one Moshe Rabbeinu who said, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and other differences. The Marsha over there says that the Toicha of Bechukaiti is Veloshin Rabin. And the Toicha of Parshas, at the end of Parshas Kisavai, is Veloshin Yachid. He says, because the one in Kisavai is Veloshin Yachid, because it's after Klal Yisrael had Arvus. So everyone is like one Yachid. And this one is before there was Arvus. And then look at the Marsha in Baba Basra Daf Peches. Now the Shtikl Madna, because over here, Rashi is saying, Vekash Lush Bachim is also going on the Indian of Arabs. That Klal Yisrael is a Raven Zelazeh. Now, Pashup Shah, what does it mean over here in Rashi, Klal Yisrael is a Raven Zelazeh? That if one doesn't avail, it will cause a hashpah on everyone. There's another Indian of Arabs, though. I didn't find the Gemara, but all the Rishonim say, if we know that the Klal, in mitzvahs, if someone wants to be mighty, another person in a mitzvah, or in a bracha, you want to blow a shofar for someone, or make a bracha for someone, lay megillah for someone, the din is, even if you were already yoytze, you're allowed to be mighty somebody else. What's the aside? Mishi Yotzah Moitzah, even someone that was already Yotzah can be Moitzah to someone else. The Rishonim say, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh and Brachas, Taisis, this requires the Rishonim, I didn't find the Gemara. It's Alf Arvus. So you do it, that's the reason it's Alf Arvus. Since we're a Raven Zelazeh, so therefore there's Arvus. Then it's a big machlokes rishonim. Is noshim nichlal in the arvus? The Gemara says in Brachas that an isha is part of a birchas hamazon. An isha is part of a birchas hamazon because part of birchas hamazon is you have to say al brischa shechasamti b'tzureinu, val tiros b'shalim adatanu, and an isha is not nichlal in brisket Torah. And therefore, Isha is potter mit der Reit von Berchus Hamazon. And Isha is only chayiv in Berchus Hamazon mit der Rabbanon. And versteht sich also a katan, is only chayiv in Berchus Hamazon mit der Rabbanon. The Gemara says an Isha, or a katan, we mentioned it before, is only chayiv in Berchus Hamazon mit der Rabbanon. And they could only be mighty a man who also only ate mit der Rabbanon. The Shaila is, it's in the first Gemara, let's say one man ate mit der Reis Hashir. A person ate a kadesh sviyah, and someone else only ate a kazayis. The din is, you're allowed to be mighty. The famous Gemara story that Shimon ben Shetach was called over to Yanei HaMelech, and Yanei HaMelech Avad al-Khair was eating a big suda. He killed out all the Tamina Chachamim, and the only one left was Shimon ben Shetach. He called in Shimon ben Shetach, and he told Shimon ben Shetach to bench him. So Shimon ben Shetach said, I didn't eat anything. So he gave him something to drink, and then he made birchas hamazon. And the Gemara said, Shimon ben Shetach, we don't pass him like him because drinking is not enough. He should have eaten the kazayis. But kazayis would have been enough. He says the man who ate a kazayis could be mighty a man who ate a full shear of svir. It's a doich to say that Yanei HaMelech only ate a kazayis. Yanei HaMelech ate a shear of svir. So the man who's chayim in the Rabbanon could be mighty in the rice. So you see, the Rabbanon could be mighty in the rice. Doesn't the Rishonim over there, it's Arabs. Of Arabs he could be mighty. But an Isha doesn't have Arabs. And that's why an Isha who's chayim in the Rabbanon can't be mighty in Isha. What does it mean that Isha doesn't have arms? That's what the Rosh says. It's a famous machloikis. It's a big arichas. We'll say only a few nekudas of it. There's other minyan I want to do. Of it is a machloikis, Dogel Mervava and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Dogel Mervava learned up in this Rosh that Noshim are not nechlal in arvus. The arvus was that by Haharidim and Harabel, 600,000 people in Klai so stood and when Makabal Haragim Zelazet, only the men. Noshim are not nechlal in arvus. And with the Anas, the Dogel Mervava has many chumras. That a man can't be mighty in Isha, or an Isha can't be mighty in a man. The Marshal's Negeya, if a person davened Meir Friday night and was Yaitza, the Ikr Din of Kiddush Deraisa, it's a problem how he can be mighty his wife in Kiddush. She's still Mechayim in Deraisa, he's only a Derabbanan. And you can't go use Arvus, lady doesn't have Arvus. So some say they're different. To be mighty the lady, we're Arif for them, just they're not Arif for us. They make Chalukim like that, there's riots from other places. But that's the dog of Rav Ashi, that the Noshim don't have Arvus. Rabbi Kiveger is Choylik, Rabbi Kiveger is Avad, the lady has Arvus also. When Klal Yisrael made an Arvus, the ladies are also nechlal in the arms. What did the Rosh mean that by Birchas HaMazon the lady doesn't have arms? Because she's potter from Birchas HaMazon. On a mitzvah that she's potter on, she can't have arms. But something that you chayiv on, you could have arms. So says the Rosh said as though the lady wasn't able to make the man of Birchas HaMazon because the lady doesn't have arms. The Dogam Rabav understood that ladies, Noshim are not nechlal in the arms of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Kiveger said, no, Noshim are nechlal in the arms of Klal Yisrael. For a mitzvah that they're mechuyim in, they'll be nechlal in the arms. For a mitzvah, they're not mechuyevin, then they're not going to be mechal in the arms. So it's two different ways of looking at it. What about geirim? A geirim nechal in the arms. There's a Gemara Kedushin, the Ayin, the Gemara says, Koshim geirim li Yisrael kisapachas. Shenemar v'nil v'ager aleim in the spokas al beis yakim. Geirim are very shver to klai Yisrael like a negav to us. So Tosfos brings down many pshatim. Why are the geirim so shver to Klal Yisrael? So one pshat he says because they're not became in mitzvahs, so they bring peronius, or that we learn from their ma'isim, or he says a different pshat. The Torah was mazer so many times. The chof dalad makayim is to be nizar in the covenant of a ger. Loisoyinu es a ger, so we might be nichshal on them. Brings very different, various pshatim. Probably he brings a pshat from Rabbeinu Avraham Hager. Rabbeinu Avraham Hager says a good pshat for the geirim. He says the geirim are very medaktik in mitzvahs, and they're medaktik in more than Klal Yisrael. So it causes a kitzvah on Klal Yisrael. That's Rabbeinu Avraham Hager's pshat. But all the other pshat Tosfos bring is that they're causing a reason why it's causing a paranis on Klal Yisrael. And then Tosfos brings the pshat, the Yesh Mepharshim, that they do Averis, and Klal Yisrael are Ravens Eladem. So since when the Gerim can do Averis, and Klal Yisrael has the Ravens. And Tosfos says, Matchadis, he says, no, Gerim are not Nechlal in the Arvus. Klal Yisrael are Ravens Eladem, the 600,000 yin, Gerim not. So that's the Chamachleik to Shining. The Shaila just says, Levina. If you tell me that Gerim are not Nechal and Arvus, similar like they had the idea that the Rebbe holds Noshim are literally not Nechal and Arvus, not just on the mitzvah that they're part of, they're talking on Nechal and Arvus. So a Ger shouldn't be allowed to be married to someone else in the mitzvah. From Goyse Chedushim. The doichet, I would say, that even though these Mishoinim say, Geirim are not nechal on Arvus, that means like I'll be the Arvus that if someone does an Aveira, our Pasuk, the Kosh Kuish Ba'achiv, then it causes a Rishon. What the Rishoinim said, that to be mighty someone else when you did a mitzvah, the Rishoinim used the Lashon of Arvus, who says, totally in the same Yedorim as that Arvus? That you have to be Mavar. I don't know when the Makar, the Rishoinim said, that you said that Misha Yatza Mighty, the Yisoid, that someone already was Yaitz in a mitzvah, to be mighty in a mitzvah, is because of Arvus. Do they mean Yen Gedorim of Kol Yisrael Arevim and all that? Because I have Rishonim here that are saying that Geirim are not Nechal and Arvus, Legabi Peronis. What about Legabi Mitzvahs? Daf Mevar time. The Zocharti, as Brisi, Yaakov, Pasuk says, Va'afes Brisi Yitzchok, Va'afes Brisi Avram. It goes in the order, Yaakov, then Yitzchok, then Avram. A lot of them, of course, talk about it, why he says them in the wrong order, which is the Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says of Pshat, we're talking about Zikaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's remembering. So remembering, you go backward. You're remembering what happened. Amol, you're slowly going back through your memory. You're backtracking the memory. So first Yaakov, then Yitzchok, then Avram. In Zikaron, it goes backwards. As I said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. A dogma, there's a Tosis in Nazir. It's a dogma to such an idea. There's a Tosis in Nazir, Dafir Aleph, that has a Shaila, how you can make a Tanai by Nazirus. The Gemara is talking about a guy made a Nazirus al-Tanai. For a Tosis, Nazirus is less of a Shlichus. We spoke about it at the beginning. Nazirus is less of a Shlichus. How do you make a Tanai? So Tosis says, since you can send someone else to bring the carbon, at the end of the Nazirus you bring a carbon, so the Shiloh carbonis of a Nazir is Shayach Shlichus, so that's enough that the entire concept of the Nazirus can have a Tanai. Fred Rabbi Kiveg and Gilyan Ashat, that's good for the Nazir. What about a Neder? There's a Gemara that you can't make a Neder of Tanai. And Rabbi Kiveg over there asks, he brings a Gemara in the Dorm of Ayin Tes that you can make a Neder of Tanai. And he asks, Tosfos is mentioning how you make a Nazirus of Tanai, he's up there at Teres, because the carbonis is Isim Shlichus. What about a Neder? A Neder is less than a Shlichus. And Rabbi Kiveg affects from the Dorm of Ayin Tes. And the Achwein Mutsha that there were Gemaras earlier, there's a Gemara in the Dorm of Tesvot. About making a Tanai by Nedarim. Why does Rabbi Kiveg wait all the way to the Avayim test? So there's a ganze Torah to say Pshat in that Daf Tesvav in a different suit. And the boy Kroyd is Akh and there Rabbi Kiveg. Klerik Hazach! Rabbi Kiveg and Mizok talk about Tzvei Sedarim. Ein Tzvei is given 50 Shoh Ein Blat. When Ein Tzvei is given 50 Blat Ein Shoh. The Gilyan Ashati wrote 50 Blat Ein Shoh. He had a quick say, he had 50 Blat in an hour. So he's holding Nodin Dafirao. Gedem Tere Vil Fregan Akasha by Nedar Moichel Dor Tanai. He's holding Nodin Dafirao. He's remembering backwards. What comes first? The Vayin Tes comes before Daf Tes Vov. The Pas Rekha Big Vegas and the Vayin Tes. Avant the Shrek and Daf Tes Vov Oichem. Daf Tes Vov Oichem. There's a lot of other Pshat in Lamaika. Why it says, V'zacharti Afes Bisi Yaakov. I'm all heard of Pshat Afim Achshava. We know that in the Midois, Avram is Midas Achesed, Yitzchak is Midas Agvura, and Yaakov is Midas Teferis. But that was before Matan Torah, that the others built out each one their midah. But afterwards, it says, "Al shloish dvarim ha'olam oymi." The Mishnah says, "Al Torah, v'al avoyde v'al gemilas chasadim." And it's fakir. Yaakov is Torah, avoyde is Yitzchak, and gemilas chasadim is Avram. It's going backwards. After Matan Torah, Torah is the ikar. The others that were buying ois before koydim shenitnu Matan Torah, the seder of the avoyde was chesed gevurah teferes. Once it's Matan Torah, then it's Yaakov first, then it's Torah first. And that's the Seder HaKos. The other Inyanim in there. There's a ganze sugi in Shabbos after, hey, the Gemara over there says, Pachas Yosef, we're not going into it, that Thomas Chus Ovis, that there's no Mos Chus Ovis. And Tosis right away asks, over here state, the Zacharti has Brisa Yaakov. So Tosis brings the shame to read that it depends. For Rishoyim, it's Thomas Chus Ovis, but for Tzadikim, not. Now, Rabbi Tam over there says, and it's a ganze avodah to learn this up what he means, that in a chanami, schus of office is tamah, the schus of the office is tamah, but the bris of the office is not. Al derech hapshah, what he means is, the schus of the mitzvahs that the office did is taka over. It's tamah's schus of office. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris, he made a contract. The bris of office is like tamah. You have a few other sugyas at the end of the parasha. You have the yonim of Erechin. And you have Maisa Behema. Stay by Maisa Behema. Koil asher yavor tachas ha-shovet ha-asir yi ha-koydish l'ashem. Koil asher yavor tachas ha-shovet Ha'asiri yeh kodesh l'Hashem. I saw a book from Rav Shimshon Meshtapolian. He said that there was Asor Arugei Malchus. Now the Asor Arugei Malchus was for the chait of the Aseret HaShvatim that sold Yosef. And be'emes, if you work out from the Asor Arugei Malchus, each one is connected a certain shevet. Each one is taka from the shevet that he represents. Now really there was only 9. Reuben wasn't there, Binyamin wasn't there, and Yosef was sold. So there was really 9. B'shit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the 10th member of the Beis Din. So 9 of the Asor Arugei Malchus taka came from those various shvatim. Work it out. One is from Shimon, one is from Levi, Bechur. However, who's the one connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is in Ben Gerim. Rabbi Akiva is in Ben Gerim. So he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That way, Rabbi Akiva was the one that darshan. The pasuk says, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. Shimon Hamsuni, Yayadoy Rishkal Esen Sheba Toira. Ad Shigi Le Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. He was Poirish. Kishem Shikibu Schar Al Adrisha, Kach Kibu Schar Al Adrisha. So I'll start to show them in them. Or he was Poirish. Ad Shibor Rabbi Akiva. The door is Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. Rabbi Akiva can pashtain that it's Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. Rabbi Akiva is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Er can pashtain Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. But Zokov Shem Shemash Tapolya, that's the pshat. There were 9 other ones that go with Tachas HaShavet. Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShavet. The other 9 of the Asar Rugi Malchus were Tachas HaShavet. HaAsiri, the 10th one, Rabbi Akiva, is Yeh Kodesh L'Hashem. He says it anymore, he said it to Rosh HaTevis. The words Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShavet, I'm sorry, the beginning of the pasuk. V'chol Master Bokar V'tzoyim. He says it to Rosh HaTevis. V'yodu Kulam Lama Meis Akiva. Shayroya Bokar Vitzoim, he wasn't from one of the Shvatim. There it is, Kol Asher Yavar, Tachas HaShavet. Asiri, but Rabbi Akiva, Kodesh L'Hashem. And can't I nest up Shah maybe in Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, the Yonim of the Omer. In Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shalaynogu Kovid Zevazeh, Rabbi Akiva was the one that darshan, Es HaShem Alekecha Tira, L'Rabbi Talmidei Chachom. Rabbi Akiva was Mechadish that in Yed HaTalmud Chocham is Oshtika Kodesh Baruch Hu. Es HaShem Alekecha Tira, it's shy to be Matnesit, as L'Rabbi Talmidei Chachom. There Rabbi Akiva was the Mechadish given, as the Kovid from the Talmud Chocham, is this not the Torah, but the Talmud Chocham is that Kodesh Baruch Hu Alein, was it in them, that's why, Vazunda by the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, there was that Tegiya in the Kovit Ben Rabbi Talmud Chacham. There's other pshat and why the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were nifter. Pashas, they were supposed to bring down Rabbi Akiva's Torah together. They were, Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim. Be'achdus, they were supposed to be the Moisri HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva. But needed to be Be'achdus. Then, as a whole, as a unit, they're being Mamshech the Messiahs. And they weren't no Kovit Zeb Zeb, so there was no Achdus, there was Pirud Beinayim. So it's going to be Kroyim Kroyim, it's going to be a small stickler, it's not going to be Nisar Rabbi Akiva's Torah. So they were nifter, they had no Schus Kiyam. The whole reason they were alive, their pathos in the world was to be Mamshech the Messiahs HaTorah. And as an Achdus, as a unit, usually the Torah was given from one Talmud to another. And Rabbi Akiva, for whatever reason, they had to be given over to a unit of the 24,000 Talmud. But they weren't no Kovit Zeb Zeb, the Achdus wasn't there, so they can't be Mamshech the Messiahs HaTorah. So they had to all die, and instead, Achabok Hamisha Talmidim, right? We stop on Magboimer because it was Hifsiku Milomus. Amod Nemais. They all died. All 24,000 died. So they stopped dying because there was no one left. That's the Grois Simcha. They stopped dying because there was no one left. The Grois Simcha is because of the 5 that left. The 5 that were left. Because they instead, that's the Simcha. The Simcha is with the 5 we told you. That they were talking to the Mamshech the Moisri, I told you. There's other pshatim, could be that they didn't, pre-Chadash, others say, they died the whole 49 days. Just, they only died on 33 of the days because Shabbos they didn't die, and Yom Tov they didn't die. When Eshalan Boimer is the Yom Tov, if you make the Cheshbon, you need to come out with 16 days that they didn't die. So therefore we have to be only mitzavah 33 of the days. So we start from the beginning, we go from 33, but it's connected. But all together was 33. But the Simcha is on the Chamisha Talmid. Yeah, the pasuk says again. We mentioned Tayin and Tayimer. Hasiri Yakodesh L'Hashem. That's all the pshat. It's negay to be handled in Sfir Tayimer. A person knows he has 50,000 animals. So he knows my today it's 5,000 animals. He knows he knows how many animals he has. What's the thing of going through and counting out 9 and then the 10th one? So there's a pshat. The person then would feel bad. He has a lot of animals. He has 50,000 animals, but he has to be 5,000 of them to the carbon mice of the hema. So you have to go like this. You take one is mine, the tzveit is mine, the drit is mine, the zechta, the ninth one is mine. Okay, the tenth one, the seder, can a shengain, fetch a doctor. He's marvish to himself that 9 out of 10, not chamol, and there's an eighth, and it's always this. Cleric, we talked last week, a shayla, and spirit, so if a person could say Sfiris Ayin with the Aleph base, or he has to doctor say the full out. Today is Esrim B'Shnayim, Esrim B'Shalish. You can't just say Aleph base. So we said a cloud from the Rabbit server, it depends. If the number that you're counting is just a Hatimta to get to something, then you can just say Aleph base Gimel. And he brought a Raya that by Meister Behema, the Mishnayah says, you count Aleph base Gimel. So if you look up in the real Mishnah, the Taka says Echad Shtayim Shalosh, just in the Gemara and Vilna Shas, because it's shorthand. But that he brings a Raya, you'll have to say Aleph Beis Gimel. But when the number itself is the Cheshivas, like by the Hazoyt of a Kohen Gadol, you have to Taka say Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim. So we were clearing Sfiris Ayver, the Taka just says attempted to get to 49, or every day is the counting, you have to say Achas V'Shtayim. Klerich, if the Pshat in the Maitre Behemoth is a Bezunda, you have to count, this one is mine, this one is mine, this one is mine, then in Maitre Behemoth also you're going to have to say Achas V'Shtayim. Because in Maitre Behemoth also you're going to have to do the end of counting each one. Now, when it's going to become Lag Ba'omer, you know, there's a difference in Machlokes in the Nusach of Sfiris Ayver, if you're supposed to count every day Lo'omer or Ba'omer. Shalom the Nusach. So the Belt wants to bring a Raya because we call it Lag Ba'omer. So it's a Raya that it's Ba'omer. But I'm going to get that from Faker. That the Emet is a Chashash, you might be Yotze, before Shkia, someone's saying it's a lie. So you don't want to say it. So therefore they would Dafke Makbet to call it Lag Ba'omer and not Lag Lo'omer. Dafke in order to avoid that you shouldn't be Yotze. It's a pilpul only because Lamai says not ma'akib if you say a lamin or a bay. But Andrew wanted to say, so it's a right for care that the real nusach for the nusach of sphere is lo'imer, and we say bo'imer because of, in order not to be yait. However, the way we're saying now that you're not yait with aleph base anyways, so anyways not negate the whole cheshbon. Because you're not yait by just saying a lot. You have to knock a red door, the full name. So then either way it falls off the pilpul, lagabi the bays and the gimel. Yeah. Now, Lag Ba'omer, if you do it, it's foreign, you have to know what's the yonim in them, what's the hoyz name for them, it's hoyd sheba hoyd, which is really din sheba din, and when it's full din, then comes the gavaldik chesed, and there's other yonim. The Chasam Sofer writes in the drushes that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had the munch of a kleyem, they had the matzahs that they came out of Mitzrayim. For 30 days they still ate matzah that came out with the claim. And on the 30th day, which was Yudalad Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni, then the matzah stopped. The matzah stopped. And then they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had 3 days, and they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't have food. And 3 days later, on Yud Ches Iyar, on Lag Ba'omer, the mon started falling. The Yeridas HaMon is on Lag Ba'omer. And the Avada the mon is not an Oichel Gashmi, Kepshutoi, to do it, that it's an Oichel Ruchni. And the purpose of the month falling at the beginning, at least they had it all 40 years, that was the end of Midbar, but it was a hachana for Kabbalah Satorah to be mezakeh them, and the taka happens on Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer, even the Sfarim say, is broken up. The first 32 is lay, it's lave toiv. The first 32 is lave, and the next is toiv, the 17th, the second half. So it's a turning point. Avad been working the whole time on the 48th. Kinyonim of the Torah, the Koine Zayin taka, but Lag Ba'omer is that turning point, but you read this Amon, it's accelerating that with taka coming closer to the Yom HaGadol of Matan Torah, and it's taka shlav in that Indian. And when taka that is oibiyot and afshtayin and nothing is like richtig.